There's lots of good reasons behind the new regulations.
A recent statistic out there is that 1 in 3 Americans has had their health care data compromised. And that doesn't take into account credit card breaches. It doesn't take into account other breaches that are out there.
Attorney Paul Green with Harder, Seacrest & Emery says the new rules, designed to prevent and avoid cyber breaches, apply to thousands of entities regulated by New York's Department of Financial Services, including banks, insurance companies, and their third-party service providers.
So that could be their IT provider. It could be a direct mailing company. It could be anyone who provides services to the covered entity.
Consumers across the state will likely be better protected against cybercrime, he says, but that means new hurdles accessing services such as multi-factor authentication.
That kind of authentication where you put in a password and then you've got to put in another code or some other kind of credential to get into a system.
The new rules, Green says, are a significant change for the financial industry, and they could lead to consolidation.
Small players, small insurance companies, small banks, may not be able to bear the brunt of the regulatory requirements that these rules bring with them. So those companies may roll up into larger companies, or they may just go out of business.
While they take effect today, Green says the financial services industry has a 180-day grace period to comply with the new rules without penalty. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.